Okay, tell the tailors to stand down. Golf's Premier Tournament is underway in Georgia. There's been rain, there has been controversy. And after yesterday's first round of the Masters Tournament, there's been Tiger Woods' signature on the worst opening round scorecard of his professional career. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. This just in, Tiger with a double bogey on an early hole today, so he's falling back a little bit.
Oh, my word. Well, we'll get to golf later, but we got to ask first about the controversy, because this Masters is dominated and overshadowed by the controversy over having no women as members of Augusta National, isn't
well,
it?
Well, Scott, so far, I think my favorite moment of the tournament has been Hootie Johnson's State of the Masters press conference on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious to watch him surrounded by all his bodyguards, the Augusta National membership, in their green jackets, standing against the wall as he spoke and defended Augusta's membership policy. Somehow they didn't seem very intimidating to me. And I didn't see any of the big-name heavyweights, you know, Bill Gates and Louis Gerstner and the rest of them. They must have had other commitments.
I should think. They'd love to be there otherwise. is there any chance that this whole experience this year is going to change the club's attitude on permitting women members?
Oh, eventually it has to happen. I think it'll probably happen next year. I'm surprised it didn't now. It just seems to have caused so much trouble. You know, Scott, I was watching some of the early rounds on cable, and it sure is restful without commercials. But I just don't think that they're going to be able to handle it that way very long. You know, it's funny, they've kept Martha Burke and her protesters away from the main gate, down in what they call a ditch, I guess, a half a mile away. But it hasn't exactly kept her from spreading her message. She's been on every TV show the last couple of weeks except the Iron Chef and SpongeBob. She's been getting her message out there. And then the poor babies, there was a day of rain on Thursday, so that was another day to talk about you know, Martha Burke.
I guess they've been playing golf, too. And it's a measure of Tiger Woods' greatness that the lead is Tiger is not performing as well as usual.
Well, the rain and I think the fact that they had to play 27 holes yesterday and 27 more today, they're basically a round and a half each day, has really taken its toll. Also, the golf course is in very difficult condition. They're complaining about it. But you know something is strange when Ricky Barnes, who's the defending U.S. amateur champion, shoots under par and Tiger Woods shoots 76, that you've got a problem. But it isn't just Tiger. Mm-hmm. Davis Love III has won almost as much money on the tour this year as Tiger has shot a 77. Bernard Langer, who's won the Masters twice, and Ernie Els have both shot 79. So they've been struggling, yes.
Well, okay. Now, who should we watch in this tournament?
Well, Phil Mickelson would be a very popular winner. He was only a few shots back. He was under par when the day started today. That would be a big deal. And don't give up on Tiger. I think he may rebound from that double bogey early today.
Okay, thanks. Ron Rappaport in Chicago.